check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, October 14th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wiltfong joins from the capital city of Indiana. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Back from a little fall break excursion. Looking at the rising sun here in Indianapolis, sending good crisp weather. Down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus.
Also en route to Columbus, a crystal ball of note. There are several recruiting storylines in the class of 2022 that we are going to go over. Seems like things are coming to a head here. Guys are ready to make their calls. Guys who have been apples of Ohio State's eye for some time. We are going to go down the list. Xavier Wampa. That's Xavier Wampa. Note the pronunciation. We've always known he's down to basically Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Iowa, but it's going to be a photo finish. Are the Buckeyes in this, or has the home vibe from Iowa overwhelmed this recruitment?
Yeah, I got a really nice note from his mom on the last name correction this past week. Wampa, the N and the K are silent, so we will say his name correctly for the rest of the time we cover him. Finally, Xavier Wampa, the number one safety in the top 247. Who's having a terrific senior season. Iowa was dead in the water in this recruitment in June, according to a source close to the Iowa program, but they've been making a move since July, and they've had him on campus for two games this fall. He was there for the season opener, the win against Indiana, and then returned this past weekend for his official, the win against the Penn State, where really the defense starred in both of those games and led the Hawkeyes to a victory. Xavier loves Phil Parker, loves the player development at that program, has great relationships with players on the team. He's building them with players in the Iowa recruiting class. He's got the Iowa student section and fans serenading him. We want X, local NLI opportunities. There's all kinds of good things going in Iowa's favor. I will say, I said on the Bucknuts Morning 5 that Iowa would win that game if Penn State did, or I predicted Penn State would win the game, but if they didn't take care of the ball, they would lose. And that's exactly what happened. And Iowa is one of the top schools in the country in taking the ball away. They win the hidden yardage with terrific punting and special teams. And they get a big play from Spencer Petras there in the fourth quarter, a big downfield pass. And it was enough to beat Penn State. And they hung in there and showed a lot of toughness. But Penn State, they really got to be kicking themselves for losing that game. It was a very winnable game on the road. With Ohio State and Notre Dame, they still get Xavier Wampa on campus moving forward. He is going to be at the Notre Dame USC game. He's got a good relationship with Marcus Freeman, likes what Notre Dame's doing with Kyle Hamilton. Obviously, he's been to a Notre Dame game in the past. Notre Dame was one of the first schools to recruit him and get him on campus pre-pandemic a couple seasons ago. So it's a return trip to just kind of remind himself what it felt like at Notre Dame on game day. It's going to be his first ever game day experience at Ohio State. It's going to be his first ever game day experience at Ohio State, the night game against Penn State. And I've been to a night game at Ohio State, Daniel, and it's probably the best atmosphere I've ever been in. I went to the Ohio State Penn State game several years ago. I don't remember the year. Hackenberg was the quarterback for Penn State. You were there with Maria. That's where met Maria Rubin for the first time. I was there with Kelly Wiltfong, and it was just really my first time. I just wanted to see what an atmosphere was like at Ohio State at a night game, and it was incredibly loud. And each time Ohio State scored to pull away from Penn State even more, I feel like it got louder. It'll be Xavier's first time at Ohio State for a game. He's got great – one of the reasons why he loves Iowa is one of the reasons why he likes Ohio State. Great relationships with players in Ohio State's class, knows some of the guys in the locker room. Ohio State's recruiting him for that new position in their defense. That excites him. And he likes the way that Ohio State's playing better and showing improvement as the season continues. But there's no question Iowa has major momentum. They have a lot going for them. They're playing well. And we'll see what happens moving forward.
We'll hope the last visit theory kicks in there. Some positive crystal ball momentum for Kenyatta Jackson, defensive end out of Florida. Several crystal balls rolling towards Columbus. One from you and Bill Kerlick, which I've said before means he's basically enrolled. Give us the latest, and are we on commitment watch?
Well, this is one where Ohio State's battled some major programs for Kenyatta, but I like the way it's trending going into the decision for the Buckeyes. And this is an edge rusher that Larry Johnson and company have prioritized, and it looks like it could pay off here in the near future.
We'll take that as a yes for commitment watch. One guy we've talked about ad nauseum, Philadelphia native Eni White. He has a great relationship with Elijah Robinson, former Penn State player who was a recruiting wonder kind on the defensive line for Texas A&M. Is that going to be enough to pull him from Philadelphia to College Station?
Well, Coach Robinson has those ties to that part of the country, being from Jersey, and he's recruited Philadelphia heavily over the course of his career, Penn State alum. I mean, Ohio State's done a good job with Eni as well, but the intel says that Texas A&M has moved into the lead for him, and they've always done a good job too, and they still have an official visit in play. He's got one more official he hasn't utilized, and that's been between Texas A&M and Oregon, and instead he used an unofficial to go back down to A&M last weekend and see the Aggies, or a few weeks ago. Not he didn't go to the Alabama game. He was there earlier this season as well, and has been there a couple times. But A&M is the school trending for Eni right now.
We're going to take a quick break, come back, and have more with Steve Wiltfong.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
All right, we are back. I know you don't have anything hot on this, but it does feel like, as we said, the defensive ends are kind of settling in here. We discussed Kenyatta Jackson and Eni White. Is the vibe among your colleagues still that Amari Abor is going to end up at Ohio State?
Well, I see other people, other colleagues of mine say that they like where Ohio State stands with Omari. And I talked to Omari after he visited Ohio State back in June, and you know, he talked about Larry Johnson and Coach Johnson's investment with the players, and just on his visit he met so many people part of the football program. He and just loved being part of the Ohio State experience on and off the field.
All right, last question. Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Michigan State appear locked in a battle for the Big Ten East. Before the season, you picked Ohio State to win the Big Ten East. Do you still feel the same way?
Of course.
And there you have it. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.